light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Radium Girls, The Dark Story of America's Shining Women, by Kate Moore. Is a captivating and haunting account of one of the most harrowing labor scandals in the early 20th century. Set against the backdrop of the First World War, this historical nonfiction delves into the lives of the Radium Girls, young women who worked in radium dial factories, painting watch dials with luminescent paint. Promised a glittering future and decent wages, these women were unaware of the hazardous effects of radium exposure. Moore's deeply researched book reveals the stark contrast between the glamorous perception of radium at the time and the severe health consequences faced by the workers who handled it. With compelling detail, the book not only recounts the personal stories of the women affected, but also charts their extraordinary fight for justice, which led to groundbreaking workplace safety standards in America. A gripping narrative that combines human interest with a historical exposé, The Radium Girls brings to light an important chapter in labor history and the dramatic risks faced by workers in their pursuit of the American dream. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the historical background of radium. During the early 20th century, radium was hailed as a miraculous substance, promising health benefits and even a touch of glamour. Its luminescent properties made it highly sought after for various uses, including watch dials that glowed in the dark. This period saw radium being incorporated into consumer products, from medical treatments to beauty creams, without a full understanding of its toxic nature. The demand for luminous watches and clocks surged during World War I as soldiers needed reliable timepieces that could be read in dim light. Radium's intriguing properties overshadowed concerns about safety, setting the stage for its widespread use in manufacturing and a booming industry aimed at producing radium-based products. Radium's discovery by Marie and Pierre Curie at the end of the 19th century had won them a Nobel Prize, and its applications continued to expand enthusiastically despite scant knowledge of its biological effects. Kate Moore showcases this cultural and scientific background to underline the tragic ignorance and oversight that characterized its industrial application. Secondly, the dangerous work of the Radium Girls. The Radium Girls were young women employed predominantly in watch dial factories, where they used radium-based paint to coat watch faces, ensuring they would glow in the dark. These women were taught to use a technique called lip pointing, where they shaped their paintbrushes with their lips to create precision tips. Unbeknownst to them, this practice led to ingestion of small amounts of radium with every dial they painted. The factories not only failed to protect the workers, but also encouraged a level of exposure to radium that would later prove fatal. Radium's radioactive nature caused severe damage to their bodies, resulting in painful and debilitating conditions such as jaw necrosis, anemia, and bone fractures, which were initially dismissed by medical professionals of the time. Kate Moore vividly describes the daily experiences of these women, capturing both their ignorance of the health risks and their slow dawning horror as their colleagues began to fall ill. Her portrayal is both empathetic and educational, making clear the roles of the individual women involved and the broader implications for safety standards in the workplace. Thirdly, the fight for justice. As the health consequences of radium exposure became impossible to ignore, a few determined women chose to stand up against the powerful companies that had wronged them. Despite facing tremendous personal adversity, these women embarked on a courageous legal battle that would change the landscape of workers' rights in the United States. The companies, however, were powerful and had significant resources to suppress and discredit the women's claims. They asserted that radium was safe, and their arguments were initially successful due to a lack of scientific evidence to the contrary. The Radium Girls, undeterred by the odds stacked against them, pushed forward, determined to hold those responsible to account. Their legal struggle not only brought attention to the dangers of radium, but also led to further scientific investigation, culminating in a broader awareness of occupational hazards. Moore focuses on individual narratives, especially highlighting women like Grace Fryer, showing their immense bravery and tenacity. The eventual legal victories they secured set precedents for labor laws that protect workers from unsafe working conditions, forever changing industrial regulations. Fourthly, impact on workplace safety and legislation. The legacy of the Radium Girls is profound, with their case setting a major precedent for industrial safety standards and workers' rights. Their fight paved the way for significant changes in legislation regarding occupational hazards, leading to the establishment of standards that would safeguard future generations of workers. One of the critical outcomes was the development of labor laws that ensured safe working environments and proper compensation for those harmed by workplace conditions. This case also spurred more rigorous scientific investigations into the effects of ionizing radiation and led to a greater understanding of the health risks associated with it. Moreover, it underscored the importance of transparency and ethics in scientific and industrial practices. More effectively demonstrates how the courage and perseverance of these women not only led to justice for themselves, but initiated an enduring shift in how labor safety is approached and managed, influencing legislation and societal attitudes towards occupational health for decades to follow. Lastly, the personal stories of the Radium Girls. Kate Moore takes a detailed narrative approach to recount the individual lives and stories of the Radium Girls, offering a deeply personal view into their experiences. By focusing on their personal stories, Moore brings to life the humanity behind the historical facts and figures, giving readers a chance to empathize and understand the profound impact of these events. The author deftly explores each character's background, dreams, and the tragic trajectory their lives took after their employment in the radium dial factories. Through personal letters, family anecdotes, and historical documentation, Moore paints a poignant picture of determination, dignity, and resilience in the face of adversity. This intimate portrayal allows readers to connect with the Radium Girls on a personal level, transforming historical narrative into a deeply moving human story. Moore ensures that these women are remembered not just as part of a legal battle or industrial issue, but as individuals whose lives were profoundly altered by it. This approach helps to humanize the broader socio-political issues, making the history accessible and impactful for contemporary readers. In conclusion, The Radium Girls is a vital read for anyone interested in history, science, labor rights, and women's studies. It appeals to readers who appreciate powerful storytelling, as well as those who seek to understand the evolution of workplace safety and the interplay of corporate responsibility and individual rights. Moore's account is a testament to the power of resilience and advocacy, illustrating how a small group of determined individuals can enact immense change. The book serves as a reminder of the potential consequences of unchecked industrial practices and the importance of safeguarding employee health and rights. For individuals passionate about justice and historical lessons, The Radium Girls provides valuable insights into the critical relationship between societal progress and recognizing past injustices. This book can inspire readers to appreciate the importance of advocating for their rights and ensuring that safety, transparency, and ethical standards are upheld in all facets of life. By connecting with the human stories and struggles depicted, readers can find motivation to contribute positively to their communities and workplaces, drawing lessons from history to forge a safer and more equitable future. If you would like to support Kate Moore, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nartree, better life.